Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. My name is Mikey, and it's Wednesday, January 15th. Tesla laughs at itself, if only for a moment. The official Tesla merchandise store began selling a new t-shirt design featuring the shattered pattern of the supposedly armored glass from the Tesla Cybertruck launch. During the demonstration of the Cybertruck's armored windows, Tesla chief designer Franz von Holzhausen threw a steel ball at the driver's window and broke it immediately. And the rear window suffered the same fate. The t-shirts sell for $35, and as the time of the recording of this podcast, the larger sizes are marked as sold out. In the official Tesla parts catalog, Tesla again is producing an 85 kilowatt-hour battery pack for the Model S and Model X. It is unclear whether this new pack is meant to replace older packs or if Tesla plans to launch it as a new option. Last year, the automaker started offering only a single battery pack for both the S and X, which was a 100 kilowatt-hour size. In the past, however, Tesla offered the Model S with many different battery sizes, 60, 70, 75, 85, and 90 kilowatt hours. A prototype of Tesla's upcoming Model Y has been spotted testing in the snow-laden Donner Pass of California's Sierra Nevada range. A video captured by Christopher Radoff shows the Model Y passing an 18-wheeler at night in the snow. In our last bit of Tesla news, Tesla is preparing for a massive solar roof expansion in many new markets. After Tesla Solar dropped the price by 40%, they have received strong interest for the solar roof all across the nation. And now Tesla Solar Glass has created job listings across the U.S. Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Hawaii, Oregon, Maryland, and Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, Texas, and finally Utah. A recent bulletin sent to its Chevrolet dealers makes the all-electric Chevy Bolt model eligible for about $10,000 in lease incentives. While price cuts to the Bolt are not without precedent, it's another indication that the automaker is shifting its EV focus into larger vehicles and luxury brands. Mercedes-Benz will sell its all-electric EQC model in India starting in April of 2020, which is a year before the expected United States market. Oddly enough, in November of 2019, Mercedes said it would not launch the EV in India for the foreseeable future. Shortly thereafter, the EQC had been postponed in the USA until 2021, and as of now, Mercedes-Benz India says it will have a full lineup of its EVs in India. The EPA rating for the new Porsche Taycan Turbo S has been posted to fueleconomy.gov, and the results unfortunately poise the car as the least efficient EV in the United States, rated for 68 miles per gallon equivalent, or 192 miles of EPA range. The Taycan Turbo S has now dethroned the previous least efficient EV, which was the Porsche Taycan Turbo, still less efficient than SUVs and crossovers such as the Audi e-tron or the Tesla Model X. Now, despite the sensational tone, this really isn't bad news. Range is not the most important consideration for EVs in general, and the Taycan has the fastest kilowatt charge rate of any EV on the market, making it a fantastic road trip car nonetheless. Electrek's very own Seth Weintraub and myself had the pleasure of spending some quality time with the new Lightyear 1 concept car. This ultra-efficient EV touts an expansive solar trunk, roof, and hood, putting over 1 kilowatt of solar power back into the battery. The car also features a slim body with an ultra-low drag coefficient of less than 0.2. The Lightyear 1 is a freshman production car effort from the Dutch engineering team that has won multiple solar car challenges around the world. In an effort to reduce idling emissions in the city, New York is now offering bounties to those who turn in their petrol piping piers. Reporting an idler who is subsequently found guilty will earn 25% of the fine, of which the fine ranges from $350 to $2,000. In Electrek's green energy brief, IBM scientists are working on battery prototypes that harvest components from seawater. Due to intellectual property issues, the actual design concept and new materials have not been disclosed. In a study published in the Journal of Advances in Atmospheric Sciences, the world's oceans set a new record high for temperatures in 2019. Professor John Abraham, one of the study's authors, told The Guardian, quote, "The data we have is irrefutable, but we still have hopes because humans can still take action." Scientists at Heriot Watt University in Scotland have developed the world's first building brick that's made from 90% recycled construction and demolition waste. The K-Brick, spelled K-BRIQ, uses less than one-tenth of the energy in its manufacture, creates one-tenth of the CO2 emissions of a traditional fired brick, and can be made in any color. In Electrek's two-wheeled and mobility coverage, Santa Cruz-based e-bike company Blix shifted its business model to favor a direct-to-consumer distribution. With this news comes price decreases to their models, ranging from $200 to $400 off the previous price. Lastly, kick scooter company eMove is offering a $60 coupon to viewers of Electrek. To check out this full suspension scooter, you can see a full written and video review on our website, electrek.co. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. My name is Mikey, and I hope you have a great day.